Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. It's time to grow strong marriages. Pastor Phil Ayres from Kingdom City is joining us. How are you?
Hi, Beck. Great. Going well.
Oh, good. Now, you came in. We were going to do something else today.
That's right.
But something else has been on your heart.
Yeah, I was going to talk about how to become a great lover. So
we'll
have to wait. But, you know, this morning when I was driving to work, I just felt this real sense in my gut to talk about tennis.
Sure.
I just feel like...
Do you play?
Well, I used to be used to play tennis, club tennis. And in my early years, we're really involved in a lot of tournaments and trained hard as a 13-year-old, 14-year-old. And in those days, because of a very bad temper and a lack of ability to control myself, I ended up going out of the sport altogether. Yeah. And in fact, at one stage, I was asked to leave one couple of games. And so had no real control over my sense of passion. And thank God for Jesus, who's come into my life and has helped with that. And that, but I want to talk about tennis in the sense of, you know, the two things in tennis that you have to have is, number one, you have to have a good service game, and you have to have a good rally game. You have to be able to play rallies and play shots. But today, what's really interesting is the people who have great serves go to the next level of elite when it comes to the capacity to play at a very, very high level. And so a great serve today is so incredibly important. And in fact, it's the thing that gives the impetus and the edge to the elite tennis players of the world. And anyone who knows tennis knows that. Someone who's got a great serve, so hard to bring their game under control and get control of it in the court. But, you know, it's the same with marriage. Mm-hmm. Marriage, there's two postures you can take. Number one, you can take the posture of a servant, or you can take the posture of a receiver, you know, just like in the game. And even though in tennis we know that it gives the impetus, well, we sometimes forget that the ability and the capacity to serve is what takes us in our relationships from just ordinary and average to good and great.
Yeah, and I think it's so biblical, that serving as well. Like, Jesus calls us to serve.
Totally. In Mark 9:35, Jesus talked to the guys, the people who were following him. He said, look, if you want to be great, if you want to be first, put yourself last. Become a servant. In other words, if you want success in my upside down kingdom to the system of the way the world works, then be willing to put yourself in a posture where you're not looking to get, but you're looking to give. You're looking to serve. You're looking at what creative ways to be able to use what you have to bless and input into the people that God brings into your life.
We've been talking about tennis, Phil.
Yeah, that's right. Great game. And there's two positions you take on the court. Number one, you take the posture of serving, where you're about to unleash the ball at the person on the other end. And then you have the posture of receiving. And I think what I said earlier was that it's instinctive and easier, because of our human nature, to take up the position of receiving. And yet, it's the one who has the great serve. It's the couples who learn the secret of the great serve that can go from ordinary relationships into exceptional and elite level. So, yeah.
So how do we apply this to our marriage? How do we position ourselves for serving?
Okay, let's talk about it. Because serving is not just you do this, I do this, we'll carry our role. Serving is a spirit. It's a heart. You know, Jesus wasn't trying to tell the people, look, put yourself at the back of the line and that's it. You know, and then grudgingly come back and, you know, take your turn. He's actually trying to say, get a spirit in your heart where there's room for others, for you before me. You know, that mindset. In fact, you know, I said earlier, there's a movie called, I think, Me Before You.
Yeah.
Well, I think we need a movement in Australia called You Before Me.
Yeah.
Where couples determine, they vow before God that they're going to learn to apply this area of serving so that they learn to put their spouse before them, their children, that they actually are a servant to their family and especially their spouse. So I think in terms of applying this idea, One of the other things in tennis is you have to have an amazing ability to anticipate the return of the ball from the other player. That's one of the great things. And remember, it's not like a game of tennis where we're competing against each other.
Yep.
So I'm using the analogy, but drop the competition idea. In tennis, you learn to anticipate. Do you know one of the great things of a servant is they see the needs of the people in their world before the people in their world beg them to help.
Yep.
They actually look for opportunities and creatively serve them. They look for the need. So a great husband loves and serves his wife by seeing and knowing her needs, by understanding what she needs before she asks, mm-hmm. and is anticipating. Same with football. I love Australian rules, AFL. Come on, Dockers.
Ooh, team.
Crack it this year. It's going to be a great year. Anyway, the point is that in footy, one of the things we used to play in the defence was a loose man in defence, a kick behind the game. And one of the great things in defensive football is anticipate where the ball's going to go, catch the ball, get it, work as a team to deliver it back to the forward line and kick goals. And I think we kick goals when we have that mindset of whatever it takes, I'm going to anticipate where the needs are and I'm going to continually have that heart, that mindset. Whatever it takes, whatever my wife needs, whatever my husband needs, we are going to build a brilliant marriage, and whatever it takes, we're going to find a way to make it happen. And when you have that spirit, when you have that sense of determination, it's called an old-fashioned idea called commitment.
Yeah.
When you're deeply, because someone said to me the other day about being in love. They want to be in love. How do I be in love? You know, being in love comes out of the overflow of being committed to love.
Yeah.
And so when we have that servant heart towards our spouse, we can be incredible and we can be passionately in love, like two young honeymooners who are just starting their life together. Even if we're 40 years married, come on, let's do it. Let's make it happen.
I love it. Posture your heart to serving. It's been so great having you in here, Phil, and thanks for helping us improve and grow our marriages.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.